Second and three. Shelkey's under center. Gonna keep it for himself. Dives to the right. Comes back to the right. Excuse me, left from the left. Somehow he gets all the way out. Schweitzer lead tackle. And Lasoski on the tackle gets out to the third line. He needed four. Move this first and ten.
Yeah, Schweitzer over beach there. He actually grabs a hold of Shelkey and pulls him extra yard. Gotta love a good team. I guess those are the situations. I don't mind the wing tee so much. You just need a short yardage gain. Go to that. But when you go to the wing tee, those Bearcat defenders in, and they're so much better defending the wing tee, at least in this game, than they have been defending. Interesting to see if they stick with the defense. They do. Two receivers. That looks like, Shelkey in the backfield?
It does appear Shelkey gets the shotgun. Staying in the pocket, looking to pass, now he's going to roll out to his right. He's going to keep it for himself. He has positive yardage all the way down to the 35-yard line. And looks like they're going to mark it down to the 35, a 5-yard gain for Duke Shelkey. 4.5 to play in the second quarter, tied at 6 apiece, 2nd and 5.
These are things that can happen when you have an athletic quarterback like Shelkey in the backfield. He had an opportunity downfield to really sling it if he wanted to. Decided in this point in this game it wasn't worth it. I'm going to tuck and run and take the easy 5. And again, that's why we... when you watch this Pirate offense, you love when they run the spread because this is always the emergency option. Shelkey can outrun most defenders and turn no gain into a 5-yard gain.
Two wide to the right, one to the left. Shelkey in the shotgun, running back on either side of him. Hand off to Cole Anderson. Oh, he fumbled it, but he somehow, as he's diving forward, so did the ball, and he jumped on it at the 30-yard line, which is real close to the first down marker. No word yet from the officials whether this is, and there's the signal, first and 10. So Cole Anderson on a fumble, recovers his own fumble, and 5 yards later has a first down.
Well, Skyler Lasoski for the Bearcat defense is having a heck of a first half as he was able to strip that football as he runs by Anderson. But the luck of the football bounces. That ball just kind of laid there dead, and Cole Anderson was able to jump on of it, and Lasoski able to make the tackle.
I've reached his drive over 3 minutes now, and a first and 10 is a handoff to number 32, Cole Anderson, gets out to about the 27-yard line, a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7 upcoming. Anthony Sweeney on the tackle, 3:23 left in the first half, tied at 6.
I like it, Clark. Coach Shelkey showing a lot of confidence in his running back. Anderson just fumbles the football, is able to recover it himself. So what's the first coach does? He gives the ball right back to him, more motivated than him. A few yards, but got a lot of confidence he shows in his young player.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation for Shelkey. And he's going to keep it for himself, diving to the right. Those pockets are closing up fast, and Shelkey's going to be brought down in the backfield for a 3-yard loss. Anthony Sweeney on the tackle for a loss, and it'll be 3rd down and 10 to go. Actually, they're going to stay according to the spot, only a 1-yard loss at the 27-yard line. So it's 3rd down, 8 yards to go.
And a couple of seniors in on the play. Anthony Sweeney leading the charge. Brent Ozatowski not far away. But that one's on Shelkey. He didn't quite read the defense well. He thought he had the better opportunity instead. If they would have gave it to the running back. Coming up, they're going to spread it out too wide. Would be surprised if they don't throw the football here, guys.
Obley trying to go, Harbor Beach going with a hard count, and it's a movement on the line, and this will be an offsides again. Yards from a 3rd down and 8 to a 4-handful at 3 yards, and they are now inside the 25 down to the 23-yard line.
Gotta love that. Again, a veteran coach knows all the tricks, has every trick in the books, has run it at least once, goes with the hard count. He gets Brent Ozentowski and Zach Walker to jump offsides, a free 5 yards for the Pirates, and now 3rd and 8 turns into 3rd and 3, so check my lax prediction. They can run the football here with no problem at all.
Spread formation is a handoff to Tyler Burkhardt. He had the first down and across the 20. He finally brought down to the 17-yard line. Lasoski on the tackle. A 6-yard gain for Tyler Burkhardt.
He spoiled it. Skyler Lasoski making the tackle again for the Bearcats. But Tyler Burkhardt with just enough speed as he's able to drag him forward then. Downs for the Pirates as they're putting a long drive together as we are now at 1:30 left in the first half. clock management here crucial as Coach Shelke and company want to keep the Bearcat offense up as much clock as possible.
5.5 to hand off to Cole Anderson. He's way to left. And Rosky gets his ninth straight, ninth save for the Bearcats. Only a key 2 yards of placing down to 1 minute remaining in the half.
It feels like there's 5% left on defense. Nathan Partey also getting back there to help make that tackle. But against Kylo Sosky, he's going to play the linebacker. He's going to be all over the field trying to read all the different options now. As we creep under a minute here, Harbor Beach very comfortable where they're at right now. 45 seconds left. Harbor Beach going to spread it out, two receivers each way.
They started this drive with 6:58 left in the second. Shelke rolls to his left to pass. Down to the corner of the end zone. It is brought in. They're going to say he was out of bounds. Jan brought in the pass, but he was out of bounds. A beautiful pass on the back shoulder of Mason Jan in the far corner of the end zone. Incomplete. Stops the clock with 36 seconds left. Harbor Beach now with a third down and 8.
Wow. Was that close? I guess you would something you'd see on Sunday's guy. Call the receiver over the short Bearcat secondary. Go up and get it. He goes up and makes a great catch. Very close, as it's the opposite side of the field is where we're at, Clark. Very close. Did he get that foot down? The official was right there, says no. But the clock stops. 36 seconds left. 3rd and 8 for the Pirates. I know they want to score before the half, but they may have to get a first down yet.
Keeper himself running this time to his left. It's going to be short of the first down. Looks like he stopped right there. Called by Harbor Beach with 28. It's now a fourth down situation. 2 yards.
For both teams, don't want to be down the half. So if the Bearcats are looking to do it, probably an all-out blitz here to try and, I believe, two timeouts yet in pocket. So would be very surprised if they don't run the football. Cole Anderson is probably your more powerful back. He's got to be your number one option. But again, they're not afraid to give it to Burke. Dynamic as well. So big 28 seconds left in the first half, tied at 6, 4th and 1 at about, let's say, about the 11 yard, maybe the nose of the football on the 10. Try and take the lead here.
And start of the 35. Very much for the Pirates. Sends receiver 2 to the right. Shelking the shotgun, running back. Waiting the snap. There it is. Ford spins across the line. First down, they needed 2 to downs for the Pirates. Brings down Josh G.
Now that's one between either of us tonight, but we'll have to make it.
And Harbor Beach retakes the lead with 9 seconds remaining in the half.
Wow, that's clock management. Beach Pirate offense coaching company as they control the clock. They score with just 9 seconds here. 12-6. There's one of their timeouts. 2-point conversion play.
20 yards. And 6 seconds for the score, the 2-point conversion. 9 seconds remain. Dave, 9 seconds. I'm going to actually start this. So 12 minutes down, dry.
Here for the Bearcats. Yes, you gave up.
keep it a 6-point game here with a stand. Keep the Pirates out of the end.